There, in their backyard, was the black bear, knocking over their trash can and rooting through the day's garbage. Chandra's father shouted and pounded on the window. She wondered if he knew that the language he was shouting wasn't English. When he got angry, he slipped into his native language, Bengali. The bear ignored him. Her father grabbed two pots and ran to the back door, banging them together. He shouted at the top of his lungs, and the bear understood at least his tone of voice. Chandra's father came back sweating. "I'm calling the authorities," he announced. "What authorities, Dad? You have to call the right one or they'll kill the bear," Chandra said. "That's exactly what they should do. He's a danger and a pest." "What? Dad, he just got lost." "He didn't get lost. He knew right where he was going because there was a trail of blackberries leading him here," Animesh admitted. Chandra glanced at Animesh. His eyes were huge and his face was bright red. She couldn't believe it. He dropped those berries on purpose. She knew later she'd feel angry, even betrayed, but right now all she felt was sympathy for the panicked look on her brother's face. Her father picked up the phone. "No, Dad, please don't call," she pleaded. "You've said it yourself about strays. Some people think any loose animal is dangerous." "But this is a bear, Chandra." Chandra took a deep breath. "I know that," she said, "and there's a right way and a wrong way to handle a bear. If you'll just give me a day, I'll find the proper authorities and have the situation dealt with correctly." Chandra smiled to herself. Spoken like a grown-up, she thought. Her dad looked her in the eye. "One day," he said sternly.